Hey, Ayla.
Hey.
What's good?
There are many companies who pull together their resources during the holidays to send gifts to the military. But if you ask Laura Landerman Garber, she's just a grandmother from Hollis, New Hampshire. But she's not just a grandma. She's a full-time clinical psychologist. And in her free time, she does more than just making cookies for the grandkids or bringing them to the park. She expanded a small family tradition into a full-blown nonprofit called Holiday Cards for Our Military Challenge. She calls it a passion project, but it is so much more than that. She started this family tradition 16 years ago on Thanksgiving. She would tell her family that before they were able to eat their Thanksgiving meal, they had to write a card to the troops. Oh. She would call it Ticket to Turkey. So in order to get a ticket to Turkey, you had to write a card for the military. How sweet. Then her daughter was deployed in the Navy to the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and Mama pledged to send a card to everyone on the Roosevelt, which was 5,000 members. To her surprise, 17,000 cards were donated.
Wow.
So she completely exceeded the expectations of just needing 5,000.
Yeah.
But that was in the past. It's grown so much since then. So in less than a week, she'll send out 100,000 cards to U.S. troops all over the world, every branch of the military. People from 30 states and even Canada wrote cards to help her send to the troops, which is awesome. You probably think that she has like a storage unit or something at this point. Nope, she's doing it all from her basement still.
She's just
a total hero.
100,000 cards
are in her basement, but they're being sent out this week, so she'll be able to go back down there again. But some of the past letters are from children, and they're her favorite ones. And one of them wrote this: "Dear Sailor, I'm very lonely. Are you lonely? But when somebody loves me, I feel better. How about if I love you?" That's from a kid to
That's
a sailor.
That's very sweet.
It's very sweet. So I just want to say, round of applause to our girl, our grandma, just a grandma, but so much more, Laura Landerman Garber.